We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Thank you very much, Moon. It is the 63rd show since being in the YNTS studio Tuesday, January 7th, 2014. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. We're currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, BestAfterDark.com, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ AM 1230, and audio graded. Call in at our toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Email us, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, and our website, yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. Listen to me. Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
That's right. Call up right now. My phone lines are wide open. I want you to be the first caller of 2014. If you notice, a lot of the music we play on this program is rock. Yes, I am going to be going a little bit of country, a little bit of oldies. When I choose music for this program, I'll be watching a movie, I'll be walking, and I hear a sound. A nice jingle, a nice rhythm. Take out my phone, search for the music. Okay, I got it. And then I will go right to my studio, make it, edit it. It's on this Tuesday night show. And that's what we do. And then, of course, we would bring back older sounds that we would cue off. But rock is my favorite. I love rock concerts. Can I get into that? I know we all want to get into the cold weather. I want to get into my rock concert fetish. I don't know. My brother and my mom love going to concerts. Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, the Backstreet Boys, the whole nine yards. And they always ask me, they're always generous enough to ask me, would you like to go? And I say, no, it's fine. The reason why I don't like to go to those concerts, not because of the music. I think the Backstreet Boys are doing great 20 years later. Lady Gaga, I respect. Taylor Swift, her music was once good. And I started, get on my iffy side. I like going to rock concerts. Not to concerts that my brother, my mom, all my friends go to. Because I don't like sitting there watching. I want to stand. I want to dance. I want to meet new people. I want to touch people. I want to go nuts. I want to move around the place. I'm young. Let me be young for a little bit longer. That's what I like to do. I like to rock on. Some of you might have done that many years ago. Some of you are doing it right now. You're listening to me while rocking on. That's what you're doing. In these concerts, I'm sitting there and I'm watching it like a Broadway show. If I can do that, I'll do right from home. Probably this concert's going to be on DVD. I love when that happens. You pay all this money for the concert and then 2 months later, surprise, it's on DVD. Oh, sorry, Blu-ray. I'm sorry, digital copy. Oh, you probably just stole it. It's great, right? Oh, that's a waste of my money. I like rock concerts, though. I like the small venues. The band comes out. The lights are flashing. Whoa, this is ba 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 ba. You know what? They don't even do that anymore. They just start rocking on the song. You're getting into it. And then you get into a little mosh pit. And you get thrown around the place. My first mosh pit, I was sophomore or junior. It was high school. So we're talking about a good 5-6 years ago, I was up in the Star Ballroom in Jersey, the small little venue. my first concert, probably the best experience because it was my first. And I go into the venue. About 20 minutes later, we're all on each other. I mean, we are really on each other. I mean, I am squished. And one of the parts I've learned in a rock concert is there's so many people, and you're like you're a group of dominoes. When one falls, you all fall. So you're like, oh, and you start falling. And oh, it's like a huge wave. But you don't fall to the floor because there's no room to fall. You are surrounding the whole floor. Then the band comes out and they're playing. You got people wave surfing on you. You got balloons and hats flying in the air. But then you got that middle circle. And I was thrown into the circle. It's called a mosh pit, if you want the name of it. This big guy, I remember this is a true story. He looks at me and he says, "You're next." I said, "I'm not next. I'm getting out of here." Oh, I'm being thrown around the place. This big guy comes running to me. Da, 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 da. Now, I'm a small guy. At that time, I was still running, so I didn't really create any muscle. And I'm being thrown all over the place. What a concert. My hat got ruined. I actually had that video of the concert. I used to do a vlog for 5 years. It's in my hard drive still. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. Really was. Well, I know. I'm trying to keep your minds off the cold weather. The cold weather that's hitting us from all angles. And I want you to call in 1-855-712-YNTS. 1-855-712-9687. And the question I'm going to be asking you is, what do you do when you're sick? Because when you got cold weather that I'm still trying to get your mind off of, you get sick. And all over the news, cold weather, stay warm, stay inside. When you stay inside and you try to stay warm, guess what happens? You create germs, they stay in the household, they stay in the school. The heat that's being created by electrons in the heaters, they're not going to do anything for it. They're not going to kill any bacteria. Now you're sick. What do you do? Do you take prescription drugs? Do you go right to a doctor? Do you have a special formula that you can't share? Call in now. My phone screener is waiting for you. 1-855-712-YNTS. You can also tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo, Facebook me, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. How do you treat yourself? Do you still go to mom? I still go to mom. You have to go to mom. Again, it's the American way. You go to mom when you're sick. Call me right now. I'd love to know how you go about this. 1-855-712-YNTS. So let's go to the cold weather. And the cold weather, it's truly amazing how it's hitting all over the country. And we're not just getting cold. We are getting a wind chill that's just dropping the temperature more. Not dropping it. Actually, it's feeling like the temperature is dropping. So that's when we talk about a wind chill. Right here in New York City, where I'm broadcasting, last time I checked, it was 8 degrees. I think it dropped down to 5 degrees. We're getting another cold night here. Lucky enough, I am warm. I am warm in my studio. I'm cozy. Yet we see a wind chill coming down and making it feel like negative 15. And we see a lot of states getting all different type of chills. And to top it all off, we even see snow coming in. We see winter snow updates. Now, if you're upstate, we got blizzard warnings. What else do we got here? We got Superior snow belts. So we'll be, it looks like New York, where I'm broadcasting, it will be hit with snow again. I did see the temperature go up. I did see the temperature go up, so that will turn into rain. Though we saw a lot of records, like I just mentioned, and we see 50 states' biggest snow days. Florida, now this was a few days ago, this was published. It was those snow days that we had last week. Well, everyone got hit. Okay? But it was 50 states' biggest snow days. We got hit with some snow a few days ago, but it wasn't as bad as what we've seen from all 50 states. So we see that happening. 50 states, Florida, 4 inches, and that was all the way back in 1954. They were hit. You look at all these states and you see all these snow happening. 1895. Mississippi got hit. That's over 100 years ago. See what I'm trying to say here? This cold weather, this snow, this is not new. It's normal. It's natural. That's what they're called, natural disasters. We can't control it. Unless, if you remember when I was speaking about the FBI, how they're trying to fund hundreds of dollars, excuse me, millions of dollars, just to control our weather. Imagine that. The government controlling our weather. Oh boy, imagine what the conspiracy theories will come out and say now. They'll come out and run and say, hey, look what the government just did. It's snowing. Who caused it, Mother Nature or the president? Who controlled it? I want to know. We got all types of freezes going on here. I don't know how students are not going to school. Many schools in our area got 2-hour delays this morning. You know, 2 hours extra to set up and go to school. 2-hour delay. I don't understand. 2-hour delay for what? It's cold outside. Warm up. It's cold outside. Be sure to get a ride. And it's funny because every student I know, no one walks to school anymore. They get driven there. Public transportation has expanded, and there's heat everywhere. So you're giving a 2-hour delay for students in this frigid cold when the temperature is probably not going to change. You need 2 extra hours to figure out what you're going to do because the weather is 20 degrees colder. You wake up. You should have your clothes out before. You watch the news all night. You'll probably get alerts throughout the night on your phone. And at 7 o'clock, you get up and you go. When I was going to high school, and I used to run to the car, it used to be, 5, 6 degrees. I'm not lying to you. It was that cold. There was no mention of 2-hour delays. I chose to go to school. Let's get this straight. If you don't want to go to school because it is too cold, then you have the right, the parent has the right to tell the child, well, don't go to school. Stay home, I believe it's dangerous for you, and explain to the teacher the next day why. In this situation, I think we can go about it like that. You have heaters in these schools that are just as hot than your own home. If you want a tan, first floor room 101. Free tans are giving out. That's what you can do. You don't need to stay home because it's too cold outside. These schools are just as warm. If you can get to school, if everything's running like they should, it should be your own judgment. I don't believe everyone should suffer because of cold weather, unless it's really that cold. If it's the day after tomorrow, you're turning into ice. okay, then maybe we should consider closing it. If there's rhinos walking through the streets, yeah, I really think we should be cautious. But if it's cold weather, and you can find a way to get to school, find a way to stay out of the cold for a few minutes to get to school, you already know what's happening. You have the whole night before to go about it. I don't see why you need 2 extra hours. The temperature is not going to change. The temperature is not going to move. And the temperature does move. The wind's still going. Instead of 20 degrees below zero, we're now going 10 degrees below zero. What's the difference? It's still dangerous. It's still cold. You can suffer from hyperthermia. You can suffer from frostbite if you're out there for 10, 15 minutes. Be prepared. If it snows outside, get there. If anything, the school is losing more money by 2 hour delaying it. How about just keep it open and we let those choose by their own judgment? I can't believe we even considered 2 hour delays. Can't believe the school actually did it. Many students can't get to school like you, Andrew. I walk to school. I still walk today. Believe me, I know. I walked to the garbage moments ago. It was cold. I prepared myself. I'm going to dress warm. Usually, I just walk out the door with no jacket on. It's only going to be 3 minutes, but I know it's going to be cold, so I have to prepare myself. And that's what you have to do. Wear layers. Wear 6-7 layers. It's always better to take off a layer than not have any layers at all. You don't need no 2 hour delay to figure this out. This is simple emergency preparedness procedures, simple Boy Scout of America procedures that I've learned. Now we mentioned Boy Scouts. I camped through this weather. I used to sleep in a lean-to. It was this open little cabin. It was open space. It used to be in a sleeping bag. Till this day, I don't know how I did it. I really don't, but I did it, and it was a great experience. Back then, I didn't appreciate it the way I do now. It was open lean-to, and it was Boy Scouts. I'm sitting there, freezing cold. And there was no cell phones when I used to do it, so I couldn't take an Instagram picture. Okay, here you go. Selfie of me in the lean-to, cold. 20-degree selfie. A 2 hour delay because it's cold outside. Oh boy. We have a lot of work to do. The number is 1-855-712-YNTS. 1-855-712-YNTS. That's my toll free number. Call up. Tell me what's on your mind. I want you to answer that question that I've asked you in the beginning of the hour. If you're sick, the cold weather's coming, and I could admit this, you can layer up, you can do everything right, you'll never know how you get sick. If you get a small cold to something much worse, how do you treat it? And tell me why. 855-712-YNTS. Call in now. Be the first caller of 2014. I am waiting for you. Give my phone screener, Howard, some company. He's probably falling asleep. Wake up. Wake up, big guy. Show's still on? Show's still on. Show is still rolling. If you're sick, prescription drugs, mom's hot soup, grandma's soup of heaven... Everyone's got a different method. I want to hear. It's cold outside. You might get sick. You want to hopefully cure it in the best way possible.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I'm going to tell you about a friend of mine who's been around the family for 30 years doing one thing, caring for our feet. Sounds weird now, but you'll thank me for it. His name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz, and he is the founder of the Foot Typing Centers in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. Dr. Howard Dinowitz has experience in diagnosing and treating foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries, and wounds. I want you to go to Dr. Dinowitz today, Brooklyn location, 3165 Nostrand Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11228, or his Staten Island location, 1340 Forest Avenue, Staten Island, New York, 10302. I know, you live far away from New York. How am I supposed to get to him? Well, we want you to call him up and get expert advice. His Brooklyn location phone number, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location at 718-720-4848. And when you call up Dr. Dinowitz and you make an appointment, tell him Yo Andrew sent you there. Your feet will thank you for it.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not every great sports moment happens during primetime. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we reward those diehard fans who stay up to catch it all by keeping our kitchen open late. Everything from wings to burgers and nachos. Whether it's an East Coast crowd catching the end of a West Coast game or a life-changing triple overtime thriller, we're there with you until the end with hand-spun wings in one of our 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings and 20-plus beers on tap. Great things happen at night, especially here.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Radionomy is reinventing how you listen to the radio. Radionomy. You can now download the new free Radionomy in the App Store.
Turn on your AM radio.
Wonderful. Radionomy makes it easy for you to access tens of thousands of online radio stations.
Jingle.ru presents.
Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store.
Radionomy.com, the radio experience.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Thanks, Moon. Welcome back to the program. She's great, right? She's plugging in the phone number like crazy. She does a great job. Welcome back to the program. We're almost done with our first show of 2014, and I want you to be a part of it. If you get sick, what do? Call me. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Or you could email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. That's where we want you to go. We're going to be taking calls for the next 15 minutes. And I want you to be a part of the conversation. Give my phone screener, Howard, some company. It's a lot of fun to work with. And we're glad he's here with us for another year. I fell under the weather the past few days. It was always around Christmas. Around the Christmas time, I see everyone getting sick. I said, great, it's coming to me. It's going to hit me any second. And, of course, it did. Just a common cold. Nothing to go crazy about. And I'm the kind of person where I really don't like taking a lot of things if I know it might not work. And then you take Tylenol, and then you take Advil, and then you take this, and this, and this, and that. And then 5 days later, it doesn't work. So what did it do, actually? Now, it's in my body, just sitting there. I didn't want it in my body in the first place. Now it's there. So what I do is I always go to a professional. I go to a doctor that I trust. Went to the doctor this morning. Gave me the whole nine yards. Here you go, take this. You'll be good in 10 days. I probably will. That's what I do. I really don't like doing the whole, even though, I don't know. I feel I don't like taking a lot of things because I feel it's going to end up hitting me worse in the long run. Advil and Tylenol, those are good for my knee hurts. I banged it on a table today. All right, but it'll be all better. My throat's hurting me. A common cold is starting to develop. It might get worse. Here's a Tylenol? Here's an Advil? No. When you see Advil and Tylenol in the commercials, and you see it all the time, they're not telling you, oh, you're sick. Don't you have a tissue? No. You're stressed out at work and you have a headache. Here's a Tylenol. Now, do I agree that you should take the Tylenol and Advil? Of course not. Your body. Use it how you want to. It's your body. You can do whatever you want. If you believe that you're starting to feel that a cold is coming, go to a professional. Go to one that you trust. Don't go to a doctor that you and her are not on the same page. Go to someone you trust and take it from there. Many of you, though, might have other ways of doing this. Maybe some of you do take Tylenol and Advil, and it works. Everybody's different. Everyone's got a different immune system. Everybody counters. You always hear that example. I smoked for 30 years, never got sick, died from something else. See? Bodies take it differently. That's why I don't agree with banning this and banning that. You're trying to protect my health, but my health is fine. If you don't like something, it's your body, you walk away. I don't like the smell of smoke. I don't. I think it's bad for my health. I walk away. Eventually, many might think the same way. And then you'll see more and more people leave. Many might stop smoking. And look what you just did. I don't believe banning something that will protect your health is a good idea. I believe those who ban it think they know your body by a bunch of statistics. I believe that banning something is not going to teach anybody why we're actually banning in the first place. And the backlash might be more harmful. That's why I want to have this conversation with you right now. If you're sick, what do you take? Taking pills, mom's soup. There's still some out there. My special soup that'll make you feel all better. Nice herbs, a little sprinkle. Ah, this is great. Thank you. 1-855-712-YNTS, 1-855-712-9687. Broadcasting on WBLQ AM 1230. Audio graded, it's your radio. Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark. And Transformation Talk Radio. Numbers toll free. If you want to tweet me, I'll be glad to tweet. Tweet Lee Lee, we all love Twitter. Tweet, tweet. The bird's still going strong. All right, so looks like it's getting colder where I am. So while I wait for your calls, check up on the weather. Apparently, that's the most important thing. Is the weather really that? I mean, you know it's cold when the whole country's talking about it. You know it's cold when the whole country is coming together. Record breaking and vortexes, all this stuff. Like, I understand it. I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know this. Who do you think you're talking to? Right now, we have a hot front coming in. Now, tell me the degrees. I want to know. 85, good. I'd love to know how the other states who are actually getting warm weather, I'd love to know how they're feeling. I really do. How are they feeling about this? They're sitting there watching TV, clips of snow falling, snow plowers, 2-hour delays in schools. It's a new trend now. Kid can't go to school. It's too cold out. When the school is probably warmer. You get into school, 3 o'clock, they're out. It's not that warm. I get them home. I ran in this cold weather. In high school, my coach told me, layer up. What? Layer up, you're running. No. He used to stare at us. Because you always knew. Okay, what is he going to say? It's true. He used to stare at us. You're inside today. Room is now vacant. Room is not vacant. You're outside. Get dressed. That was it. That was how I lived my life. I lived my life by my coach's inspirational words. That's when you knew if it was too cold outside. When my coach in high school told me. I tell you, I have hundreds of stories. I can tell you hundreds of stories. The story for everything. I can make a child tale book. The Tales of Yo Andrew. By Andrew Giordano. That sounds like a great book. The Tale of Two Young Andrews. How about that? The Tale of Two Young Andrews. Sounds great. Perfect. Who's coming up first? Okay. 1-855-712-YNTS. My phone lines are open. Don't be shy. Call in. I know you have something to say. You're probably sitting there going, man, should I call in? Hope it doesn't scream at me. Now call in. Phone line is all yours. All yours for the taking. Wherever you're listening from. From your car, from your phone, from your computer or laptop. Call in. Call on in. I'm waiting for you. It's starting to get warm in here. You know, because you have all this radiation around me in the studio. Gets warm. Second I go outside, I turn to... I'm a sculpture. Here I am. Can't move. And be careful. It's going to be so funny. In a blink of your eye, it's going to be 90 degrees outside. We're all going to faint. We want the cold weather now. Human beings, undecided. They can choose their party. They can choose their favorite food, but they can't choose what their favorite weather is. They can't. Nope. No, can't. Oh, I promise you, we can have this conversation all day long. Like the high, like the cold. I do have a favorite weather, though. I do. I love the 65 degrees with a nice warm breeze. I can feel it right now. I can actually imagine it in my mind. The leaves are blowing off the branches. The grass. It's beautiful weather where you can go and play baseball, ride your bike, take a nice walk through the park. You know what I'm talking about. Beautiful weather. This weather that I'm in, it's disgusting. And all my affiliates, every single affiliate I'm on is in cold weather. I'm in cold weather. I'm in New York. Audio graded. They're in Rhode Island. Cold. It's your radios in Maine. Oh, my God. They have beautiful weather in the summer. I had two girls I was friends with. She told me you can always come up and see us. Hers is the most amazing experience. I've only seen it on TV. The tire, the lake, it's real. It's true. It's alive. But during the winter, I can imagine. I can imagine how cold it really is. Transformation Talk Radio, they're in Washington, across the country, probably cold. AMWBLQ. They're also in Rhode Island. Wow, another Rhode Island. Wow, that's ironic. Cold weather. And then in Connecticut, Best After Dark and Route 1 Radio that we're on. Cold. Big houses. Cold. All getting hit by it. Eventually, it'll be 2 weeks from now, we'll still get hit by cold, and you won't hear about it from the national level anymore. There's nothing going on in the news. Holidays is over. New Year's is over. What's a better way to talk about than the cold? It affects you individually, so you're good to be prone to go in and talk about it. It's cold weather that's going to affect your travels to work. The news outlets love it. I love it. Why do you think I'm talking about it? A few more minutes. Call in. 1-855-712-YNTS. Also taking your tweets here. Again, you can follow me on Twitter. Twitter's a new place where you can see how cold it really is. Every time I think of cold weather, I think of A Christmas Story with the younger boys, like the mom's layering them up. See, that was it. See, that's the example. That movie was based in, gosh, the 40s. Late 40s, early in the 40s, late 50s. It's cold outside. You don't want to get sick. So what do? You layer the kid up. The younger he was, the more you want to layer him. No, 2 hour delay now. The hot weather I can understand. There's no air conditioners. If you go to a public school, there's no air conditioners. Too expensive to power. At least when you go into a school in the cold, it's going to be nice and warm, nice and cozy. Don't open up the windows and make sure everything's being run properly and you're good. I don't think you need to worry. Hot weather, though. 115 degrees. First, you have to get out. And they go in those schools. Fans. All they do is make it warmer in the room. I don't think you want that. That's how I look at it. Cold weather. All you're going to hear about. And then when the Super Bowl comes, you're really going to hear about it. Yeah, blizzard's going to hit New York. Yep, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be our wish for the take. And hey, we all would love a snowy Super Bowl. It probably will snow. It's the Meadowlands. It always snows. It might say no snow today. You go there, it's snowing. One big large cloud of snow just falling on the stadium. That's exactly what you're going to say. Watch it. Doesn't happen. I'm not a weatherman. Not my fault. Not a weatherman. When I come back, you'll be introduced to our sound clip of wisdom. It's a clip we play at the end of the show. Gives us something to talk about when we're off the air. Maybe you'll learn something about it. Talk to someone. Create an opinion. Don't be left behind.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not every great sports moment happens during primetime. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we reward those diehard fans who stay up to catch it all by keeping our kitchen open late. Everything from wings to burgers and nachos. Whether it's an East Coast crowd catching the end of a West Coast game or a life-changing triple overtime thriller, we're there with you until the end with hand-spun wings in one of our 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings and 20-plus beers on tap. Great things happen at night, especially here.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Radionomy is reinventing how you listen to the radio. Radionomy is. You can now download the new free Radionomy in the App Store.
Turn on your AM radio.
Wonderful. Radionomy makes it easy for you to access tens of thousands of online radio stations.
Jingle.ru presents.
Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store.
Radionomy.com, the radio experience.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds. In that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds. And I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now, that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism. And movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Get your body up!
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
23 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
G, 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 R, R, A, A.
So someone told me, Andrew, because they know I love SpongeBob. I know, I've told about Full House and then Rugrats going on now. SpongeBob, they're taking SpongeBob off of Nickelodeon. I haven't even dared to search if that's even true. I see that's normal because when a show has gone so well and then it becomes repeatedly playing on the channel, eventually, if it's a 14-year mark, they'll take it off. It's been on since 1999. The same way Rugrats was on since, what, 90, 91, and it ended around 2004. But SpongeBob, yeah, SpongeBob's ending. Supposedly the end of January, they're officially taking it off, and I think it's good. Nickelodeon really needs to take it off already. I don't see anything on it here. Yeah, it's a SpongeBob. I think that was a rumor, so maybe it's not. I mean, they're still making new episodes. All right. No. Yeah, SpongeBob's going to be on forever. Someone told me that wasn't true. How can they do that to me? I love that guy. I do. When you're in doubt, watch SpongeBob. It's the funniest thing ever. And that's a show that never changed. Usually you have a show and it progresses and great, the characters have changed. Family Guy's a good one. Family Guy's the best example. Season 1 through 4, my favorites. Season 5 to, what now, 13? Turn it off. I'll watch it if it's on repeat, but I won't sit down on a Sunday night. SpongeBob, though, I can watch any episode. It's too funny. SpongeBob and Squidward, SpongeBob and Patrick, SpongeBob and Mr. Krabs. Any pair is good for me. I know, now I'm talking about SpongeBob. I better stop now. Let's get into our sound clip of wisdom. The sound clip of wisdom is a sound we play to end off our show. The history of the sound clip of wisdom is, it used to be a quote. My brother once told me when he was in college, the best way to end something is end it with a quote. And we used to do that in college. Find a famous writer, here's a quote. We started to do this show and we said, let's take a sound clip. Let's take a clip from a movie, a TV show, a speech, whatever that may be. Let's take that clip, make it into a sound, and cue it off at the end of the show. Something we can leave the audience with. They can begin a conversation with someone the next day. They maybe learn something. Something like that. Everyone reacts to the sound clip of wisdom differently. Tonight's sound clip of wisdom is from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Starred Will Smith. Again, he got in a fight and the parents brought him up to Bel-Air. They're rich. His rich cousins and uncle and aunt. James Avery, who played the father, sadly passed away about a week and a half ago. And when he passed away, many around me sent me this clip that we're going to play for you. Now, Will Smith, his mom, he used to live with his mom in the show. And again, his name was Will. His character lived with his mom. The mom brought him to Bel-Air with his cousins. The father was never around. The father left him. The father comes back in one of the episodes. Again, they all become buddy, buddy, come with me, let's live together. Of course, the son says, okay, you've seen this before in a TV show. The father then, of course, changes his mind, decides to leave. And you see James Avery, who played the character Uncle Phil, come in. This clip shows fatherhood, and it also shows how sad it is that there are many out there who don't have a father figure. And I don't think anyone else but this clip should show us how a father is really important. Here it is. That's not it. Okay, here we go. Sound clip of wisdom. Here it is.
You a better man than me. You happy? Now, you gonna tell Will or not?
I'm not gonna do your dirty work for you.
Fine. I'll call him from the road.
Yeah, then why don't you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that. Daddy-o! What's up? Will. Man, I'm glad you're here. Some business came up I gotta handle. So we're gonna have to put our trip on hold. You understand?
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
Just for a couple of weeks.
Mm, I understand. Yeah.
Maybe a little longer.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Look, I'll call you next week and we'll iron out the details. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It was great seeing you, son.
You too, Lou.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Will.
You know what, actually, this works out better for me. You know, the slimmies of summer come to class wearing next to nothing, you know what I'm
Will,
saying?
Will, it's all right to be angry.
Hey, why should I be mad? I'm saying, at least he said goodbye this time. I just wish I hadn't wasted my money buying this stupid present.
I'm sorry. If there was something that I...
Hey, you know what? You ain't got to do nothing, Uncle Phil. Hey, you know, ain't like I'm still 5 years old, you know? Ain't like I'm going to be sitting up every night asking my mom, when's daddy coming home, you know? Who needs him? Hey, he wasn't there to teach me how to shoot my first basket, but I learned, didn't I? Hey, I got pretty damn good at it too, didn't I,
yeah,
Uncle Phil?
You did.
Got through my first day without him, right? Mm. I learned how to drive. I learned how to shave. I learned how to fight without him. I had 14 great birthdays without him. He never even sent me a damn card. To hell with him! I ain't need him then, and I don't need him now.
Will.
Now, you know what, Uncle Phil? I'm going to get through college without him. I'm gonna get a great job without him. I'm gonna marry me a beautiful honey, and I'm having a whole bunch of kids. I'm gonna be a better father than he ever was. And I sure as hell don't need him for that, because ain't a damn thing he could ever teach me about how to love my kids. How come he don't want me, man?
What makes her sound clip of wisdom so powerful is when you actually feel it. And that's why I play sound clips. Why say what they just did when you can actually hear it for yourself and really feel what I'm trying to get out of this? A young boy who never got to see his father. Father comes back. Ends up betraying him again. In the beginning of the clip, you see the character Will Smith call him by his first name when he leaves. Now, the character Uncle Phil and Will in the show, they've always seemed on different levels. And that's why he's up in Bel Air, to discipline him and, of course, for him to get a good job and such. In this situation, Uncle Phil comes out as a father. After he starts crying, they hug each other. What's really interesting, and I don't know if this was even in the script, you see the hat that Will Smith always wears, and you see James Avery take the hat off and hug him. The hat, he just took the hat off, threw the hat on the floor, and started to hug him again. Really special moment. And it really shows that fathers are an important figure in anyone's life. The father, yeah, he's the king of the house. But he's also a role model. He's also the one that's going to teach you to do something you want to do. He's going to teach you that these are things you have to do, but you also have to think for yourself. And without a father, it's hard. Moms are the same But I don't think you can compare it to a father and their son, especially when someone, sadly, never grew up with one. Just like in this clip. And when you see the anger come out of him, you really feel it. It's sad. There are millions, though. Millions of children who wake up wondering, where is he? Why did he leave? Why doesn't he love me? That's the question they are dawned upon every morning, and they should not deserve it. And they do. That's what James Avery taught us in this clip, and Will Smith taught us in this clip. And I want you to have a conversation with someone about this. What do you think of fatherhood? What do you think the role should be? That's the questions you need to ask. We need some civility, a common ground of sense when you speak about subjects like this one. And that's where we end off with this clip tonight. We might not think about it, but there is someone out there who might not wake up with a father. You need to talk with that friend or family member and ask him, how are you feeling? You okay? That's what you can talk about. So many people want to thank tonight. So many. And I'm going to say it by their first names. First, I want to go all the way to Audio Graded. Jamie from Audio Graded, thanks very much for letting us broadcast. I want to thank It's Your Radio. Oh, God. I can't forget. I come on. He's probably sitting thinking, you forgot my name? Oh, for the... It was, I talked to so many people. We'll get back to you. Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Lewis. Thanks for letting us broadcast on your station. Really appreciate it. Transformation Talk Radio. We want to thank Pat. We want to thank Pat, Linda, Moon, Jessica, and Kim. Thank you for letting us broadcast on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to thank WBLQAM Chris. We're going to be on tomorrow morning at 8:05 a.m. Eastern Time, WBOQ 1230. We'll be on his program. We thank him for letting us broadcast on his station. Corwin, It's Your Radio. Got the name. Thank you for letting us broadcast on It's Your Radio. Really appreciate it. Mary Clifton, Scout Care Segment Producer. Howard Forrest, our phone screener. My parents, my father, my mom, thank you, love you. My brother, thank him too. He's right now traveling through this freezing cold. God bless to him. Want to thank our guest, Dr. Michael George, at the Centennial School in Lehigh University. Thank him for coming on and informing us on an issue that is surrounding our nation and our children. Thank you. And I want to thank one more. The audience. You. You make the show. You give me the reason to come on every single week. It's all you. I'm going to be thanking these people every week because our goal is to grow this show as much as possible. And I forgot to thank one person, call in studio, Michael. Thank you for letting us use your service and getting us the phone number we always wanted. I'll be back next Tuesday night. WBOQ AM 1230, Round 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Audio Graded, It's Your Radio, Transmission Talk Radio. I probably forgot one. No, I didn't. Don't be left behind. You just listen to a Yo Andrew News Talk show.